On the show today, we have Best Innovation Group's John Best talking about the recent acquisition of WRG by Connect FSS. Check it out. Now, give us a quick update on the WRG Connect FSS acquisition, because you were a big person at WRG there for many, many years. So what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's a great combination. I applaud both sides. You know, WRG continued to innovate, to do just amazing things in the Scimitar space. And Grant Perry and his group at ConnectFS, Mark Sellen, yep, they really have driven, you know, their sites forward. I feel like it's a real worthwhile moment for both organizations, because the power of digital is going to be equivalent to your ability to collaborate. And this QSO model that WRG really kind of invented, one of the most successful the first successful technology QSO. You know, a lot of people put things together, but they hadn't really gone like WRG did.
Mm-hmm.
That model that Rob Guilford, Darren Williams put together, now taking that to its logical conclusion of a collaborative platform, which Connect really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Connect, and so taking what they bring, their resources, their credit unions, which are all in that mindset, adding it to the fantastic group that runs the Connect FSS QSO is a win in my mind. Very excited to see what they do with the bill pay product. I always felt like that was definitely a diamond that was in the portfolio of WRG, because I think payments are going to be so very important, particularly as we look at what's happening with Facebook Libra, things like that. Big has been the Connect partner since the day we started.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We're sure. We're happy to help. We're excited just to see the families coming together.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff indeed. You guys seem to be in the mix in all sorts of places, so that's good news for you guys as well. So good stuff. All right, John.
Thanks so much.
I will let you get going, sir, because I know you got a busy day ahead of you, or busy week, or busy months. And thanks again for
these drones aren't going to build themselves.